years before an HIV vaccine is available to the public. That's largely because it takes a while to develop HIV as opposed to developing coronavirus, especially in the middle of a pandemic. But the mRNA platform may be still close to producing a viable vaccine. Moderna did receive an investment from the Gates Foundation that helped them take two HIV vaccine candidates to early phases of trials this year, and that's great news. Moderna has also announced they're conducting early stage research for vaccines, including the Zika virus as well as the H7N9 influenza vaccine as well. Just as a reminder that COVID-19 and the human immunodeficiency virus do share the same risk factors. Doc Griggs?
Thanks for listening to the Noise Filter Daily Podcast. Dr. Derry and I have a daily show at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time where we go into more detail on stories and answer your questions about COVID-19.
You can find Doc Griggs at DocGriggs1 on social media, and you can find me at Dr. Mark Allen Derry or at DRDERY. You can follow us at NoiseFilter on Instagram, NoiseFilterNola on Twitter, and for more information about us and the show, you can go to noisefiltershow.com. Hey, Doc Griggs, any last words?
Remember, get checked, get fit, get moving. And remember to get some rest to boost your immune system. And Doc?
Protect yourself and others by staying home, and please wear masks when you go outside. Remember, health is a human right.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Jenny Yokoyama, your host for News from the Boo, and also one of KBOO's interim station co-managers. Here on News from the Boo, we talk about everything KBOO. It's a show for our volunteers, our members, and our listeners. Anybody who wants to find out what's going on inside of KBOO. So top of the list is our next upcoming online event on Wednesday, February 24th at 6:30 p.m., KBOO will be hosting an online panel discussion about the documentary BAM, Chicago's Black Arts Movement. And on that panel will be the filmmakers along with two Chicago poets. There's the Illinois Poet Laureate, Angela Jackson, and Yusani Eugene Perkins, also an esteemed Chicago poet and youth advocate. So again, that is a panel discussion about the documentary that will be taking place on February 24th. That's a Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., so just a couple weeks away. This is a free event, but you do have to register in order to get that link for this online event. The discussion will be happening on Zoom. So if you just go to our website at kboo.fm, you can find a link right there on the front of the homepage with all the information that you need and along with how to register. And when you register, not only will you get a link to attend the panel, you'll also be sent a link that will allow you to watch the full 55-minute documentary, which will be accessible and available for 1 week before the event. Again, this is an online virtual event where KBOO is proudly presenting the documentary BAM, Chicago Black Arts Movement, with a free online viewing along with that panel discussion there on Wednesday, February 24th. We're so excited and we're so honored to have this really great lineup for this panel to have a discussion about the history of the Black Arts Movement during the 1960s in Chicago. You can register for that event. Just go to our website, kboo.fm, and just look for that link, and it'll give you all the info you need. Okay, and something else for our general listening public. KBOO is accepting applications right now for our Artist in Residence program for 2021. The Artist in Residence program at KBOO is open to all non-student artists of all disciplines who have a project proposal that has sound as a major component. The residency for this begins in June and runs all the way to September, with a public presentation happening in the fall. Full information and details can be found on our website. You'll see a blog entry there right on the homepage that talks about KBOO's Artist in Residence program for 2021. Applications are available, and it's just an online form that is due on April 6th. So there is some time, but make sure that you get that in. You'll have to provide samples and a proposal for your work. Look forward to seeing what everyone has to submit. Okay, now some calendar announcements for our volunteers. We still have some committee meetings coming up this month. We got the development committee that happens every fourth Monday of the month at 4:30 p.m. and that meets online. So you're going to have to go into Google Meet for that one. And then the finance committee meets every third Thursday of the month at 4:30. So, oh yeah, and then of course the KBOO Board of Directors meeting happens on the fourth Monday of the month at 6 o'clock in the evening. All those links to attend those meetings are on our website under committees and Board of Directors. All of our committees are open to any of our active volunteers. So if you're interested in joining any of our committees, then you can just go ahead and attend one of those and say, hey, I want to get involved and help out at KBOO. Then some announcements for our volunteers. Don't forget, programmers, that the all-programmer meeting is coming up there during the first week of March. So check your all-programmer email for those dates and times. As usual, we have a few days happening at different times so that hopefully everybody can make it. This is one of those requirements, one of those required meetings of the year. So if you can't make it, please let Asia or Tammy know by email and just let them know that you won't be able to attend any of the all-programmer meetings for this spring. And something else for our volunteers, for also our listeners and our KBOO fans. Let's put it that way. Anyone who's a KBOO fan, a reminder that we are looking for people who would like to do audio testimonials, which we will play on our next on-air fundraising drive and post on our social media. You've heard these on air before and probably seen them on our Twitter and our Facebook, where people record the reason why they support KBOO, why they love KBOO. It's really easy to do. We have a script, kind of a template prompt to help you on our website. Just go to kboo.fm, right on the homepage. You'll see we want you to record a testimonial. And you can just record a 1 minute or less testimonial that you can email to us. Use any recording app on your phone, a simple, voice memo app, and email it to us at program@kboo.org. Again, that's program@kboo.org. Or if you use the KBOO mobile app on your smartphone, you can use the Record Your Story feature, and you can just record your 1 minute, you know, saying, hey, I'm Jenna from Portland, and the reason I support KBOO is because I love all of its local programming. But you wouldn't say Jenna, you would, you know, say your own information and why you love KBOO. And a third way that you can do that is also to leave us a voice memo by calling 503-231-8032, extension 302. Again, that's our office line, 503-231-8032, extension 302. And just leave a testimonial saying your name, what town you're calling from, and why you support KBOO. And maybe one of the reasons you support KBOO is because you like special programming, which we have happening all of February and March. So this is an announcement for all of our KBOO fans about what's happening in programming continuing through the month of February. Every Tuesday evening, interviews about the history of Black programmers at KBOO with interviews from longtime KBOO programmers. So tune in every Tuesday from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then coming up this Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. is KBOO's participation in the World Radio Day tribute. Again, that's this Friday from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. And that's a simulcast with WRHU Radio Hofstra University in New York. That's 1 to 2 p.m. our time. And you'll hear some KBOO folks and you'll hear some WRHU folks. And our collaboration with them comes from our shared history of knowing Mark Wiener, their former chief engineer, and our former KBOO volunteer who passed away last fall. And so part of their World Radio Day tribute is going to be including Mark. And so they're going to be interviewing some KBOO folks about Mark, as well as talking about what does it sound like in Portland. So we have some programmers who have provided audio for the simulcast so that we can play for the listeners in New York, what are the sounds of Portland? And then on March 3rd at 10 p.m., we're having a metal marathon that's going to be going all the way from 10 p.m. all the way till 5:30 in the morning the next day. So tune in for that. Again, that's taking place on Wednesday, March 3rd at 10 p.m. It lasts, look at that, 7.5 hours, all the way till 5:30 in the morning. So all you metal fans, tune in. If you know any metal fans, tell them to tune in. Details for all our special programming that's happening in February and March is available on our website at kboo.fm. You'll see a banner on the top of our website that says special programming just for you. We have even more special programming, our special radio way of, trying to connect with our listeners and connecting with communities, doing a little extra focus or having a little extra fun with all your KBOO favorites. Okay. Well, that is all the time we have for News from the Boo today. News from the Boo airs every Wednesday at 5:45 with news from inside and about KBOO, which means that News from the Boo will be back again next week. Thanks for tuning in.
Are listening to KBOO, the cheerful voice of social conscience, KBOO, Portland.
Hello, I'm SW Conser, and I hope you'll join me this Thursday morning from 11 to noon for a special hour-long episode of